To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump cannot pardon Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk convicted in a security breach of election equipment, but the Department of Justice is backing Peters' request to be released from jail. Ian Farrell is associate professor of law at the University of Denver. He says even though DOJ does not have the power to overturn the case, the review could put pressure on a federal judge to release Peters.
I don't think we can any longer assume that federal judges will, in all cases, simply apply the law. One hopes that they will.
Peters is serving a 9-year prison sentence. Farrell says claims that her constitutional rights have been violated are not, quote, remotely credible. More than 200 workers are getting laid off from a semiconductor manufacturing facility in Colorado Springs. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce tells us it's an abrupt turnaround where the microchip facility was just a year ago.
Microchip is the company name, and Tuesday's announcement of 238 Colorado Springs layoffs make up part of a company-wide reduction of about 2,000 people. In January of last year, Microchip was flying high, celebrating $90 million from the Federal Chips and Science Act for the Colorado Springs site. That was supposed to lead to the hiring of more than 350 people. Microchip gives a long list of reasons for the restructuring. It includes changes in interest rates and inflation, geopolitical uncertainties, and the potential of tariffs and a CHIPS Act repeal from the Trump administration. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Loveland Pass reopened today after being closed since Monday. Authorities closed the pass due to safety concerns after a storm brought blizzard conditions to Summit County. The state's traction law is currently in effect for westbound I-70 from Copper Mountain over Vail Pass. Snow is expected to continue there through tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.